Welcome to the Summit Church Sermon of the Week. For more information about this podcast and other resources, please visit summitsanmarcos.com.
So good. Well, God is good, and there's always enough at his banquet table, and now he's going to bring you some powerful keys. I already got to sit in the first service, and it was so good. So we're just going to believe God's got just some good stuff for you. We're talking about healthy relationships, and all of us, that's something that all of us have in common, that God wants to strengthen our relationships and our ability to function in relationships in every way. So let's just give a warm Summit welcome for Pastors Mark and Deborah as they bring a powerful message. Come on, everybody.
Well, good morning. Thank you so much. That meant the world to us. It really did.
We love this church family and so blessed to call you our family. So thank you for your prayers for us. Thank you so much for this beautiful time. Pastors Daniel and Pastor Teresa, thank you for your love to us. Yeah. We appreciate you so much. And all the staff and the pastors and what a blessing.
It really is a blessing. And thank you, Summit Church, just for being such a life-giving, thriving church. You are making such a difference in this community. And Deborah and I are just very honored and very privileged to call this our home church. And look forward to getting to know you more and more as time goes on. Amen. But it's really, really fantastic. We're going to be talking about building strong relationships. And strong families.
Yeah, should we? Well, I was thinking, Pastor Daniel, I was thinking he's opened up with such amazing jokes, and we don't really have any. We're not really good at joke telling, but I thought we could at least try. Do you have any? Do you have any?
Wow. Okay.
Would that be okay real quick?
A joke?
Okay.
Sure. We'll open up with a joke.
Okay.
I think this
is
a good, it's more of a story, I guess. Okay. It's a joke story. Joe story. It's a Joe story. A man went to the doctor because he was super concerned about his wife because she was losing her hearing and she was going deaf, and he was really concerned about that. So he went to the doctor, and the doctor gave him some advice and said, look, let's see how this goes. Let's see how bad this is. I'm advising you to go home and let's test this and see, you know, how she's doing. So when she's doing something, stand behind her, you know, 15 feet away, and just ask her a question. So he said, okay, I'll do that. So they were home, and she was in the kitchen, and she was cutting up some carrots, and she was cutting up some onions and some celery and potatoes. So he stands 15 feet behind her and says, what are we having for dinner? No answer, nothing. So he gets, you know, 6 or 7 feet closer and says, honey, what are we having for dinner? Still nothing. So he gets right behind her. Honey, what are we having for dinner? And she turns around to him and says, for the third time, I've told you we're having beef stew. You'll get it later. How's that? Is that okay?
That was really, really good, sweetie. I'm proud of you.
That was hard to do right after that prayer time, but, you know, it's...
That's good.
You know what? It's okay, right? It's fun. It is. Good. We're going to talk about building strong relationships. I know you're in a great series, and we were here the week that you had a guest speaker, and he spoke, you know, on alignment. It was so fantastic. Last week, your pastor spoke on trust and how that trust factor is so important in your relationship with Jesus. This morning, we're going to talk about how to have a healthy relationship. And, you know, decisions, they really do build the framework for your relationships. healthy decisions. You know, good decisions, godly decisions, they're all part of what we do. Relationship connections in our life, you know, it's important that all those that come behind us see that we've made good decisions. My father-in-law made a good decision to hire me as a youth pastor. You know? More than that, I made a really good decision to date Deborah. That was the best decision right there, you know? And here we are, 40 plus years later. Today I'm asking you, as a church, to continue making good decisions, along with my decision, to go forward and to make decisions that are going to last. Decisions with my marriage relationship, decisions with my children, decisions with my grandchildren, decisions with my interpersonal relationships, that I make good decisions that will make a difference. And we need to be intentional when it comes to making good decisions about relationships, because if we don't, it's going to bite us later. And we have to know that God wants us to make good decisions. You know, there's a lot of people that don't believe that they can make good decisions in relationships because they've been burned. You know, they're full of pain. They're full of sorrow. They're full of anxiety. They're full of mistrust. They're full of those things that have, you know, really injured them in their hearts. And so they say, you know what? I don't want any relationships. I want to just do this by myself. I want to hang tight. I can run this race by myself, and it's going to be okay. And I want to say to you this morning, it's not okay to run the race by yourself. It's not okay to say you can do it alone. Make a decision this morning that God has a good purpose for you when you make good decisions. He's going to enter into that decision. He's going to breathe on it, and he's going to bless it, and it's going to make a difference in your life, and it's going to make a difference in the lives of those around you. Do I hear a yes on that? Come on.
Amen. Amen.
Listen, relationships shape you, and you are the sum total of the relationships you currently have. We've all had bad ones. We've all had good ones. You've got to let those relationships somehow get into your heart and let it build you and let it strengthen you. In spite of social media, in spite of all the platforms we have where we can reach out to people and not see them, I'm talking about this morning, and we're sharing about getting face up, eyeball to eyeball with people and saying, you mean a lot to me, and I need what you have, and you need what I have, and together there's going to be a synergy, and there's going to be an anointing, and there's going to be a power that when we work together, we're going to build the kingdom of heaven on this earth, and we're going to make a difference. So I hear an amen.
Amen.
Come on, give God a clap
That's
offering
good.
And say, yes, I need that. Come on.
That's so good. And many of us have had no role model. We've grown up in relationships that were very dysfunctional, and so the Lord, thus the body of Christ. The Lord desires for us to get tools, and from his word, from the Holy Spirit, from those that have walked before you, tools, because I feel like relationships has always been on the Father's heart to be our greatest export of his love to the world. Mm-hmm. Just when we walk into a restaurant as a married couple, just our very presence can be a testimony that the kingdom of God has just arrived. And we are the ones that are going to be able to, even this Valentine's, wherever you go, whatever you do, as you are showing and sharing your love for one another, you're going to minister to somebody that you'll never hear from probably, but just your smile, your love, the affection that you showed is going to be a testimony. Mm-hmm. They will know us by our love. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we just need tools. Tools. And, you know, I remember a story. We got a smart TV a couple years back, and I was just really excited because I don't know how to really work any kind of technology, and I thought this is going to be great because this TV is smart and it's going to do everything for me. And so what I proceeded to do was the TV was on, and so I was just going to go and, you know, just press a button. It should all come on, the DVD remote or the DVD should be able to come on easily. And I just was turning the volume up, turning the channels, and nothing was happening. And, you know, after 10 minutes, I was just getting super frustrated because this is a smart TV. They advertise it as a smart TV. And this seems like it's a very dumb TV. It is not working for me. And so, you know, I called my son because he knows how to do all of that stuff. So I called him up and I just said, Daniel, there is something there. What in the world? I cannot even do anything with this dumb TV. And, you know, he goes, oh, Mom, you know, you're using the wrong remote, you know, and you got to use the right tool, Mom. And I had no idea, but today we want to be able to give you the right tools. We're going to just bypass on just a few of them today, but tools that we have learned from in our 40 years of marriage, tools that we've gotten from the Word of God, from the Holy Spirit. And many of them are just practical. Some of you are walking in them. Some of you are thriving in your relationships. But we just want to give some of those tools over to them today.
We do. Let's get down to some brass tacks. You know, that's our goal today. It's very simple. And there are people that choose to walk alone, like I mentioned just a minute ago. And, you know, they choose to say, I can do this by myself. Let me share a scripture with you in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse number 8 from the NIV translation. It says, there was a man all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil. He was alone, no relationships, and there was no end to his toil. Take a look at that. Yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. For whom am I toiling? He asked. And why am I depriving myself of enjoyment? Good relationships bring very good enjoyment. He says, this too is meaningless, miserable business. Listen, man was not created to be alone. Thank God I married Deborah. I used to say, you know, we were two halves making a whole. Listen, we were two wholes making a one. Hurt people will hurt people. And you have to be whole when you enter into a relationship. So I was asking myself, why in the world do people want to be alone? Like, why do they think they can do this by themselves? Number one, they're uninformed. They don't realize the importance of being in a good relationship. No one ever told me. Well, you can no longer use that excuse this morning. No one ever told you. We're telling you today. You need relationships. You need one-on-one with people, especially men. Men, you know, the macho man, they need, you know, I can do this by myself. I don't need to read the directions. I can put this together myself. And an hour later, when everything's messed up and they're trying to put it together, he said, well, maybe I should read the directions and get some input on this, you know, and use the right tools. It's... Muhammad Ali, we all know who he is, a great boxer. He was loud, he was proud. He was taking an airline trip, and so he hopped on an airplane, and he was in first class, and the airline attendant came up to him and said, okay, sir, buckle up. And Muhammad said, I am Superman. I do not need to buckle up. I don't need a seatbelt. And the airline attendant said, and Superman don't need a plane either. It's like, you got to buckle up. You got to go with the flow if you're going to make a difference. Number two, personality type. You might think, you know, my personality, it's quiet. It's reserved. I'm private. I get bashful. Get over it. God made you to be a spokesman for the kingdom of heaven on earth. He's made you to be in relationship with people so you can bless them, encourage them, help them, and get them on the road to recovery if they need it. So break out of the box. God wants to use you. And the third one is fear. I'm afraid. What's going to happen to me? You know, if I tell the pastor I want to be involved, he's going to bring me up in front. I hate people. I can't stand up in front of people. Or, you know, I'm going to go to a home group, and they're going to put the chair right in the middle of the circle. And guess who's going to sit in the middle of the circle? Me. And then they're going to pray over me and do their hasha-mashas on me. And they're going to do an exorcism on me. And they're going to cast fear out of me. And I don't want that. I'm just saying. It's a new day for you. The very opposite is going to happen in your life when you decide to make good decisions.
Good, in relationships. That's good. I can tell you've been in the middle, right?
Oh, yeah. And so have a lot
those
of
past experiences. That's another one. People just have past experiences, and they're just saying, I'm not opening up my heart anymore. I've been burned. I've been hurt one too many. This, I'm just fine like I am. I'm okay alone, you know. And then another one is busyness. People mm-hmm. just feel today, especially, I'm just too busy. I don't have time to be intentional to really cultivate more healthy relationships. Mm-hmm. But you know, Jesus, he's our example. And he was always out and about with people all around him, always impacting people's lives. Be open for new relationships
so good,
to come your way this year.
Yeah.
Be open to that.
You know, it's so important. So, you know, those are reasons why people think they can do it alone. But, you know, those aren't really valid reasons anymore. God wants you to go further. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 says, everything in the world is about to be wrapped up. So take nothing for granted. Stay wide awake in prayer. Most of all, and when you see a most of all, it's saying, look, I'm speaking something that's very important. Take note. Most of all, love each other as if your life depended upon it.
So
isn't that
good.
Fantastic?
Amen.
That is so good. Be quick to give a meal to the hungry. Be quick to give your pastor what he needs. Be quick to, you know, that's not in the scripture, but it's true. It's, you know, be quick to make a bed for the homeless. Cheerfully.
Amen.
Be generous with the different things God gave you. Strengthen those relationships, passing them around so all can get in on it. If it's words, let God's words help. Let it be God's hearty help. That way, God's bright presence will be evident in everything through Jesus, and he'll get all the credit as the only mighty one in everything.
So good.
Encores to the end of times. Oh, yes. You know, just make a difference in your relationships.
So
let's talk about some of those relationships. When you're in a relationship, I'm not talking about necessarily guy-girl relationships, but just general relationships in a church body. There's good decisions that we need to make.
Amen.
And maybe these decisions will help you because everyone needs it. I've made good decisions in our life. I've made bad decisions in our life. But the good ones we've made, you know, are ones that where people have really watched our back. Thank you so much for praying over us. I feel like you've got our backs. When we're out away traveling, you've got our backs. You're praying for us. That means so much to us. It means more than you'll ever know.
Amen.
You know, I've got Deborah's back. She's got mine. She
yes.
rubs my back. She rubs mine. You know, I rub hers. We've got our backs. You know what I'm
yes.
saying? We've got our backs. Everyone is like, we've got you covered.
Yeah.
We're in this with you. Here's a good decision you need to make. Number one, I will nurture my important relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I will nurture them. I'm going to nurture this relationship. I'm going to make sure I take time to do this. All right, I'm not going to be too busy to do that. I'm going to nurture time with my kids. I'm going to nurture time with my grandkids. I love taking Josiah out to Nordstrom's Rack the other day. I said, here's $50. Go spend it on me. Really? With his deep voice? Yeah, I said with my happy voice. You know what I'm saying? The best times has been put the grandkids in the car and go to Chick-fil-A and get their ice cream cone. You know, you build relationships that way. It's amazing. And then you go run it off later. It's okay. It's like, I'm going to nurture those. Every great relationship happens on purpose, not by accident. Marriage takes work.
Yeah.
Persistency takes love, takes patience.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there. Realize that you're important. You need each other. You're part of the body. You know, the head bones connect to the shoulder bone. The shoulder bones connect to the... You know, arm and all the different parts.
All the bones. All the bones.
I'm not a doctor, so it's okay. I don't know all the parts of my body. So just remember, nurture the relationships that are important to you and take time. And don't ever say, you know, we'll do it later because later will never come. And you might say, what's wrong with my relationships? I have a great relationship with my wife, with my family, with my kids, with people. Those are the times you need to nurture them the most. is when they're going good.
Yeah.
Because when they're going bad, it gets a little tougher and a little harder. I'm telling you this morning, it's not real spiritual, but just put another log on the fire. Because when the fire burns out, you've got to relight the fire. But when the fire's going down, all you need to do is stoke it with another log, and it'll keep burning. Come on.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
It's called preventative maintenance.
That's right. That's good. And if you remember anything this morning, nurture your most important relationships. Nurture them.
So good.
Nurture them. Nurture them. Every day, every day, every day, every day. Relationships are hard. But we have a supernatural love within us. We can nurture. We can go beyond ourselves. We can go beyond our personality testing and do supernatural things. And God equips us to do that. He is so proud of us when, as his kids, we're intermingled with one another, connecting and loving and encouraging one another. Another great decision to make is, I will restore broken relationships that I know need restored. You know, I know not every relationship should be restored. I say that about divorce, remarriage. You know, there's some things that don't need to, but there are things that you know Holy Spirit has shown you. I know that I'm supposed to be right with this person. I know I'm supposed to restore this relationship we had at one time as a brother or a sister in the Lord. And so, you know, reconciliation and restoration always begins with our own heart. And whatever they've done to you, whatever the situation was, that we as the body of Christ, we just remember that we forgive, we're forgivers. It's hard, but we continue to make that decision. Sometimes I've been in the midst of a conflict where just in the morning in my prayer time, I just say, Lord, I just choose right now to forgive anyone that's going to offend me today. You know, just be
that's
proactive
so good,
to
wow.
do it.
So
but,
proactive.
But let's live in a place of forgiveness. You know, we have so many relationship challenges during our life that it seems like there are just times when the Lord is teaching us, son, daughter, just release my love. Wow. Release my forgiveness. And I understand about healthy boundaries. Sometimes there's those that are so hurt. It's painful to be around them. And I do believe we need to put up those healthy boundaries. The Lord wants us to do that. But in that place of our heart, we want to always be in a place of forgiveness. A place where, of course, we're not going to be talking evil or gossiping. You know, you can talk with someone in confidence, you know, at first. But if you're continuing to talk about the same old conflict 6 months from now, a year from now, you're going to relive every emotion you went through. It's going to make you feel terrible. It's going to affect your health. So you want to let it go, let it go, let it go. Even today, let it go, let it go. There's no one in your past that should be able to prevent you from going forward into the destiny the Lord has for you.
So
let it go today. Let it go. Don't carry it. It is not worth it to carry the bitterness, the resentment that will eventually affect you deeply in sickness, in your health. And so we want to let it go. Let it go. Forgive. Forgive. Ask the Lord, Lord, keep my heart soft. Keep it soft. It's so hard to have a soft heart with what has happened. Remember, the Lord will bring justice where justice needs to bring. We just wait for him. We just stand with moral conduct and forgiveness and love, and we watch God do the rest. It's an honorable position, and the Lord calls us to that honor in Romans 12:17. He says, never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone, family, workplace, school, everyone can see you're honorable. Do all that you can to live in shalom. Live in peace with everyone.
That is good preaching, folks. I'm telling you, that is good material.
Amen.
Number three, I will sever any harmful relationships. You do not want to get into relationships that will cause you to bond with immorality, with negative thinking. You don't want to bond with any of those kinds of attitudes because it will take you down eventually. You know, we're talking about, like, if you're married and you have a flirtatious, you know, spirit over a woman at your workplace, man, stop it. Don't do that. Man, in the locker room, don't talk trash, man. Talk good things, man. Have good contact. Don't gossip. Don't get negative. Don't spend time with those kinds of things and attitudes. What we're saying is you want to be encouraging. You want to be uplifting. You want to be positive. You want to be loving, because it's these kinds of things. The Bible says in Proverbs 27:19, a mirror reflects a man's face, but what he is really like is shown by the kinds of friends he hangs with. So you want to hang with good friends. Listen, I guess what I'm going to say is this. Show me your friends and I will show you your future. That's the bottom line. So be passionate to grow.
And don't settle. I remember when my girls were coming into their preteen years and we didn't really have any close friends around for them to really bond with. And I remember, Amber, I prayed for you and your sister that I said, Father, you know their needs. And you can pray that today. Father, mm-hmm. You know my need for a good friend. If you're lonely, you know my need. And, you know, I prayed for them. I said, Father, bring them the friends they mm-hmm. need. You know. And, you know, it wasn't more than a month later. This family came into our church. They bonded with our girls. They became best of friends. They were all on fire for Jesus. And they still love each other today, but pray that prayer and ask the Lord to connect you with those divine mm-hmm. connections for your lives, couples with other couples that are in love with Jesus. I mean, we are a light to the world and we befriend everyone, but there should only be certain ones in your inner circle mm-hmm. that will speak into your life, that will prophesy into your life, that will pray into your
Amen.
Life. And so,
so good.
Take an inventory this week. See who those people are. Pour in mm-hmm. that attention to their lives
yeah,
as well.
So good.
And then the last one, another decision. If you're taking notes, we want to encourage you to, what I just said really is to initiate some meaningful relationships. Initiate some meaningful relationships. If you're a couple, look around, ask the Lord, Father, we need another couple. We need to initiate those meaningful relationships. And a quick story, I remember we were on our way to a ministry trip, and it was very early in the morning. We got down to the San Diego airport, and we were checking in at Delta. And Pastors Daniel and Teresa were there. They were checking in for a ministry trip, and we didn't even know it. It was such a blessing to see them, and we were the only ones at the Delta counter, 6 a.m., you know, and we were just checking in, and we said hello, and then they went on their way to their gate, and we were talking to the ticket agent at the Delta counter, and he checked us in, and, you know, it was probably a couple months later, we were finishing our service at our church at Glory Mountain, and we just were saying hello to some of the visitors, and we were talking to this one man that was in the lobby area and just welcoming him, finding out a little bit about who he was. And he said, you don't remember me, but I was at the Delta ticket counter and I checked you guys in. And he said, you know, there was just something about your marriage and about your joy that I just said to myself, I need to be around some people like them. So I had your info. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, true story. So be careful
yeah,
when you
and I looked you up. And but anyway, that's how I found you.
Yeah. Showed up at our church. God touched his life. He left crying. He had tears in his eyes as he walked away. It was amazing.
But how brave of him to initiate a community, a relationship in community where he knew he could be safe and cared for and loved and where there was joy and there was peace. And who knows, he might have come here too. He might have looked you guys up. Maybe he's here. Are you here today?
Oh, there he is. No, I'm just kidding.
So hear this scripture, Hebrews 10:25. Initiate. It's not the time to pull away and neglect meeting together, as some have formed the habit of doing, because we need each other. In fact, we should come together even more frequently, eager to encourage and urge each other onward as we anticipate that day dawning. Mm. Thank you, God, that we're going to initiate meaningful relationships. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good.
Yeah. So what relationships do we really need? That's the question. Number one, we need a relationship with the church. Not just going to church and paying your tithes and feeling like you've done your weekly duty religiously, but going to a church and looking people eyeball to eyeball and saying, I need you and I need what you offer. I need your giftings into my life. You need that kind of relationship. Number two, you need a relationship with a small group. Remember, you had all those small group flyers out there a couple Sundays ago, and this lady was there, and she was like, "Ooh, I like this one." And I heard her say to the attendant, "This is my first Sunday here. Oh, I like this one too. Oh, well, look at this one. I don't know what to sign up for. I need them all." There's something in her that said, you might even be here this morning. I'm just saying, you needed that, and you can get that here. You need a small group. Number, you know, by the way, UCLA did a study. Everyone every day needs 8 to 10 touches for them to feel needed and wanted. You know, it's not like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ah, I feel wanted now. I need to. You know, it's like, no, you know, everyone needs that hug. I love you. You're so precious. Happy pre-Valentine's Day. And I have a place to go.
Okay,
you don't
know
where it's at. It's true. Everyone needs that, you know. Everyone needs that kind of relationship. Everyone needs relationship with a team. There's plenty of teams to get involved with here.
Jump in.
And everyone needs a relationship with God. Number four. You don't need religion, you need the relationship. Relationship is miles away from religion. Most of all, you need that relationship with Jesus. If you're here today and you need to be renewed or restored in that relationship, maybe you've slid back or backslided like they put back in the day. Or maybe you need him for the first time. Let's pray this prayer. I want you to stand with me as we close. And if you're here today and you need the most important relationship of all, let's get that taken care of. Everyone pray this prayer. And if you're here and you need that, pray this. Lord Jesus, I stand here today. And I am in need of you mostly. I realize you're most important in my life. So thank you for dying on the cross, forgiving my sins, and giving me hope for a new life. So I receive you today as my Lord and Savior. I proclaim you are my King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I will walk with you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen.
So, in this adventure in life, keep your relationships pure, keep them holy, and keep them confident. And walk with Jesus. You'll never, ever be sorry that you've chosen him.
Thank you for listening to the Sermon of the Week. Be sure to visit summitsanmarcos.com for other exciting content from Summit Church.